mother and friends. You cross a hearth at last.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Lowly Yogi Tales and Other Stuff podcast. Welcome from the multiverse, wherever you find yourself vibrating. Attune this way, and let us have some fun. Today, join as we wander in auspicious coincidence together. Welcome back once again to the Lowly Yogi Tales and Other Stuff podcast. I've been thinking a lot about this one. The fire has been very hot in the world. And as I said last time, this story is definitely my protest, really my speaking out and my ritual to heal the practice of ownership and the horrors and poisons that run through all of us, unfortunately. But it's time to let them go. So what I'm asking today, and this might be a big ask if you found a lowly yogi, but just let it be and let all that poison, all that venom, all that stuff that's inside you, that's inside all of us that we can't help, let it all pour into this ritual today, because I think, I know, at least I'm going to hear with the spirits and stand the hair beyond compare. We're going to enjoy the story together. Let's do it. Chapter 4, Eye of the Dragon, Spirit Foot. The Story of Ownership. The pain of this ancient aching wound needs to heal. Let us hear the story of ownership and the illness that has taken us all to the hell cell reality. Ownership started as a deal. The pulse of Oceanus now shared a story only found in the great depths of his being. The pillars were falling, and it was only time that took the gods in their greed and starvation to finding what they thought could harness Shiva's terrible wrath. An unending supply of never-ending creative, which ancient lore told resided behind the Eye of the Dragon. The children of the gods, the great giants who had brought up, in its inception, the purest of civilization. With the passing of each age, the perfection became harder to bear for these giants, children of the gods who had never had to learn to manifest creative for themselves. Parents above, starving for the creative fires below, sent their messenger to the children. Headstrong to all of the spirits and their pleading, signed in blood and began the process of building the machine that would open the seals to feed all of their needs. It was a crystal clear day when these giants in their smug assurance made the choice that cracked the seals and the final pillar, giving the birth to ownership to survive. The practice comes from the wound of war. For every joy must be taken to practice ownership in its ugliest fashion. Starting with the being's most primal nature, the owner must take the first if the practice is to create an unending source of energy. What the gods did not know, nor could have known, was that in the act of releasing Shiva's terrible wrath, that the pure lightning potency would instantly engulf all of love, making an impenetrable shell and blocking all the gods from love's flow, leaving only duty of the mother's law to hold reality and feed the fires of her hearths. These giants made races of slaves and began sending them to war to create the wounds needed for them to feed. There was one giant who fought against this unjust enslavement of his creation. But the gods in their greed doubled down on their practice and enslaved him and the rest of the ancient gods so that they might further wound and extend their power and control to feed deeper each day. With each choice, the gods found love further away from them. This practice going on in its worst forms at this very moment is tearing Mother Creation apart. All is fair in war, tells the story, raping, taking the humanity, and killing the wisdom holders. Tricking one's way in with friendship and grooming, pushing little by little, using the nature of a human against them until they become conditioned, addicted to being owned and tortured by their owner. The giants were quite cruel in their desperation, and when the humans revolted and took the responsibility of creation into their own hands, in their final act they turned their keys and opened the eye of the dragon. Clear sky turned to blaze of atomic fission, and deep in the recesses under the giant's ocean metropolis, the giant Kraken and his most ancient brethren of monsters took flight away from the blaze of Shiva, a beam which seemed to have no end plunged hard into the ocean and filled the earth and sky with no end which the gods could find. Love lost is what leads to the practice of ownership. Hurt the womb of the mother, and she will let you own her for a time. Know there is a law recorded and a debt kept for every choice in the realm of the practice of ownership. Lilith, Lady Law, always leaves her mark. The mother endures all, but even her last request is for love's return, as she too can no longer bear the illness of ownership. Lily nodded in affirmation. Ownership, a true disease of the Great Mother. As the Kraken and his closest friends left, as there was no longer a need to protect the seals, the giants having undermined their purpose. The tide continued the tale, and the irony was not lost on Spiritfoot and her tribe that the monsters who had held the foundation of the giants would take that foundation, smashing the caverns of the deep in their outrage at the upstart godchildren and their choice to double down on their illness. Ownership destroys healthy attachment. Attunement, as the wound to make the parasite possible, is always present. Spiritfoot settled, and her tribe followed her lead. Each corner now had spiritual foundation, and the ownership began to resonate the wound. The deep wound of never-ending taking, the deep wound of self-righteous children gods who never grew up. Today, as they settled, they knew they were there to help these scared and hurt incomplete beings to a place where they could heal from the practice of ownership. There was everything to be angry about in the unending ocean of pain and suffering that is ownership, and her tribe touched it to honor and then settled further into the joy of knowing that they sat in the very spot with the perfect empowerments to address the concerns and close the door, allowing the hearth of love to be restored. The depths of objectification met. Spiritfoot and her team resonated as one. Let's do this thing. And the mantra began. The triangle locked all ownership residing within. A blaze of Shiva's terrible wrath meeting each and every act dissolved in nuclear fission of the pure creative that some yogis call Rigpa. Don't let one bit of this ownership out of your attention. Every drop will be needed to pay the mother's debt and close the seals once more. Holding in resuscitude, the fire blazed at the depth of the ocean, and the tide of Tithys found herself healing her seas undiscriminately. Each mantra fed the three lords' debts into the fire of Shiva's terrible wrath, dissolving them as though they had never been. Om Shri Yaksha Batali Hanuman Hung Hung Zah! Fire and Lady Lily sang as all of the transgressions of magic and sorcery passed through them into the pillar. Om Vajrakila Kilaya Sarva Varambang Hung Bang! The imps had found the resonance and the purity of Vajra Law, brought each and every weaponization of the law and contract held within the disease of ownership into the pillar and gone once again. Om Tare Tu Tare Ture Swaha. Spiritfoot found the pulse under the pulse and joined the mother in her grief as she offered all of the wounds taken cut into her womb. offering each and every rape of consent into the fire, flowing from each corner into the center pillar of flame, not a drop of ownership and its evils left behind. With the last drop of objectification, the blaze of white, having devoured the offering, found a new pulse. Om Shiva Uma Swaha. The pillar transformed into a rainbow light and began feeding every realm of the mother with the father's love to remind the great mother that her rage in the duty of the end of ages is just. But now she must remember how loved she is. As she took in her partner's potency, the spirits within her grew, maturing into capable creatures with no need for the ancient evil. With no need, there was no path, and the ownership found no return from Shiva's pillar. From rainbow to bubbles, and the next mantra found its way into the field. Om Uma Shiva Swaha. Om Uma Shiva Swaha. Om Uma Shiva Swaha. Bubbles flowed as love returned, and Uma's gentle hand guiding the pure creative to meet her needs and in tempering Shiva's watchful eye. Bubbles activated mechanisms yet unknown, and in the stirrings a great eye began to close. Spiritfoot and her tribe invested in resuscitude, as this ritual would know completion. Deep into the mantras, so much that Otto and Incus whispered, Om, Om, Uma Shiva Swaha. Om, Uma Shiva Swaha. In their dreams. In holding, completion came with ease, and an ancient eye, the perfect sculpture of a particularly pointy dragon's eye, began to seal itself in the peace of slumber. Mantras flowed into the seals, and this ancient being found itself in a slumber to match Otto and Incus. Om Uma Shiva Swaha. Now the tide carried the mother's currents to all of her creation. The tribe took in their work and knew that the offering of ownership had been made. And now the eye of the dragon closed. The healing of all had begun. Oh, always a lot to come back from reading. If you like the tales, do please feel free to share them. And if you love them, do feel free to support my sacred works with Yogi Cash. I hope you all have a great week, and it brings you a lot of joy, a lot of ease, and a lot of love, and many adventures. All right, Monkey Max, play us out.
Earth Mother and friends, you cross a hearth at last. Long have we grieved while the king of demons had his way. But no longer, no longer, it's time to dance and sing. This is the time when the golden age begins. As we welcome love and peace and ease may it never cease. Welcome joy and bliss and all the eyes of the serpent's kiss. Welcome mother, welcome child, welcome Bodhi tender and mild. Welcome protection and welcome friends. It's been a long wait but now the golden age begins. Welcome spring, summer and fall, winter is Persephone's and sweetest of all. Welcome immortality, welcome all. It's time to dance and sing as the golden age begins. Welcome all your yogis, and we call you in. Welcome all you protectors, and we call you in. We welcome all you yogis as the golden age begins.